All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful build. My name is Mujtaba Khambati. I'm excited to be here today to present how you can supercharge your business apps with our AI. So let me dive into some of what this talk's about. All right. So you've heard the keynote this morning. And as you go about understanding or learning or exploring, even if you've started writing code, some of our AI, you'll start to see things like cognitive services, bot framework, the Cortana skills kit, the Azure machine learning environment, and a bunch of different very cool sounding developer tools. And if you're wondering whether this applies to you, if you're asking yourself, you know, I am not an AI or an ML developer. How would this apply to the work that I do? Then that's really what I want to talk about today. This talk is about taking a couple real business problems, showing you our AI, and demonstrating some real solutions with this. All right, so I don't have a lot of time, so I've pared it down to two, but when I started off, I wanted to do some research on what business problems to pick. So I did a survey. I went online and I found the US Department of Labor has some stats on where developers are employed, right? Where software developers are employed. No surprise, the software industry, right? Not so much in the aerospace or financial sector, although there are a lot of developers in those companies too. And so we started going deeper, and we said, okay, you're a software publisher, you're doing development work, what exactly are you doing? And we found that developers generally work on a wide variety of different areas. There's CRM systems, there is back-end systems, there's IT, there's data analysis, and there is a section of developers that are working on AI, but that's not the vast majority. And so this talk is about how you, as a developer in perhaps some of these other areas, can still benefit without knowing and being an AI expert from the AI that we have to offer. So I'll take two. I'll take CRM and I'll take data analysis. So let's talk about AI and CRM. CRM is a system that a lot of sales professionals have to use. Some love them, some hate them. We have our own called Dynamics, and then there are competitors out there as well. Now, think about a sales professional. These guys are on the road a lot. They get paid to sell, right? Usually their bonuses are tied on that. So they're often preparing for meetings, finding contacts, figuring out who to go meet, retrieving information, scheduling information, keeping tabs with the news, and they're getting a lot of this source of information from a variety of places. It's often not in just one place. CRM systems try their very best to pull together as much of this in one system, and you can see a screenshot of what Dynamics, our own CRM system, does in terms of phone calls and emails you may have had with a certain person. But often, you have the sales professional on the road with their phone, trying to figure out information, you know, with the small screen factor. So let's walk through some scenarios. You know, today you've got this experience where a common question a sales professional is asking is, who are my top clients? Because I want to spend the most time with them. And you've got a view that generally resembles a table. Well, what if you just take a simple map and plot the information on top? This is not AI in the sense of magic intelligence, this is data visualization on top of another data set. What if you did something more and you said, I want to start automating my simple tasks. Let me start doing mail merge. Again, maybe borderline intelligence, but I want to start saying things a little bit more personal to some of the clients that I have. You know, use some boilerplate text, say something a little bit more personal. I can start doing those kinds of scenarios, and that might make my job more efficient. It might make me a successful sales professional. What if I could do even more? As I start scheduling meetings, I'm scheduling meetings in a smart way so that they're next to each other. If I'm traveling a lot, I'm not traveling across different parts of the city or different parts of the country. And there's some intelligence in how these meetings are scheduled. Or if I have some time between meetings, maybe my CRM system would really help me if it told me, you know, you've got 2 hours, there's a contact here, maybe it was like a low probability of scoring this person, but you could go and meet this person over coffee, and here's a good coffee place, a coffee shop that's available between where you are and where that customer is. So that starts to get a little bit more advanced, and you can do things like, you know, tell me more information about a person, meeting preparations, ranking people who you want to go connect with. All of this is possible today, and I'm going to show you a real application. Those of you who were here as I was getting set up saw a bit of that video of a customer who has implemented solutions like this. You saw some of this featured at the keynote, but there are a host of AI APIs or services that Microsoft has, right from speech APIs to text analytics, maps that covers geospatial, the Office 365 graph, the ability to do calendaring through AI, bot framework, the Cortana Skills Kit, and with the recent acquisition, the LinkedIn Graph as well, that can combine together, start to bring your, maybe if you're building CRM systems, make your CRM systems a lot more intelligent without you having to be an AI expert. Let me dive into this little video. Hopefully it'll play. The sound isn't coming through, so let me set some context. What TACT, this is the company that built this, did is built a Cortana skill on top of a CRM system so that a busy sales professional on the road could pick up their phone, any phone that has Cortana, and say, hey, Cortana, ask TACT for information on whatever deal that's in my CRM system. And so through natural language, it can connect back into a very usually desktop-heavy application, CRM, and retrieve information, summarize it back, and read it out to that professional while they're on the road. And so you're going to walk through this vignette of the sales professional retrieving information, getting ready for the meeting, then going to the meeting, and then providing some meeting notes right through a natural interface without ever having to say, let me write it down on a post-it note, go back to my office, and then, you know, record this. All right, so that is a video of an actual Cortana skill that TACT built. TACT is here. They have a solution spotlight, so you can go talk to them, get the real demo of all of their scenarios. What you saw at keynote was their Teams bot, and this is putting together a lot of the AI that we have. Let me go to the next scenario, which is AI for data analysis. A lot of developers are helping analysts do a good job, make sense of a lot of different data sets. One of the fundamental things that data analysts do is semantically join different data sets together to make sense of a broader picture of what's going on. Let's take an example of mapping. A lot of times when you're trying to find a house or you're trying to find some, how far has the robber gone, right? The cops are trying to figure out. What you get is a radius. Now, you see the radius isn't going to work with Seattle because there is a large body of water here. And so the radius isn't really what you want. What you really need is sort of a polygon to figure out what's accessible within a certain driving distance or driving time, which is becoming more increasingly important. It's not so much miles, it's how long will I commute, right? And so you're taking in not just map information and distance, but also over time, you've learned traffic patterns and you can start to estimate driving times. So here are a couple scenarios. Today, if you want, if you're a city planner, you're writing some code for the city planner's office and trying to help them figure out where to place hospitals or schools, or in this case, a college, your current approach is probably a radius, because that's the way that you think about distance, unless you know how to write code and you're an AI developer or a geospatial developer to go and do this polygon. So instead, what you really want to do is you want to have an isochrone. This is available, by the way, today as part of the Bing Maps API, where you get a isochrone where it tells you how far or how long it would take to travel if you pinpoint your location at a particular place, if you were to place a college someplace here. And so now, if you're a developer in that same city planner's office, you don't have to be an AI expert, you don't have to be a geospatial expert to take advantage of technology like this. And then you can start to do interesting analysis. Those of you who are familiar with the Seattle area know there's a fairly large city up here called Kirkland, and that probably would represent a set of people that may not go to your college because they might find that that college location is too far away for them. And so you can start to do simple what-if analysis to say, what is the population of Kirkland? Is that a city that is interesting to me? And here it'll start to pull in information perhaps from Bing or Bing's knowledge graph so that you can combine that together and start to get better ideas about perhaps I should have a campus shuttle that makes it easy so I can attract more students from further places. So here you can see that this is achievable with fairly simple APIs that are available today on the Cognitive portal with the Bing Web Search API or Bing Maps portal for the Bing Maps API. I want to dive in very quickly to a demo. This is live. I'm hoping the internet will work. This is a company in the UK that did property search. All right, so if you've bought a house, you may have gone to property search websites here in the US. They're fairly popular. You put in a zip code, and it lists all the property. And then you can filter, and you can do various things. They took a different take on this. They decided that people would probably want to decide on property, particularly in large cities, based on how far or how long it would take them to commute to wherever their office was. And so what they did is they allowed the isochrone approach for users to decide whether it's okay to live in certain parts of, say, the city of London, and it would still be okay to get to work on time. So let me dive into a demo. Probably have to move my window over. All right, so this is the company. I'm going to try this live, but I've got tabs open for what it would look like in case it doesn't work. All right, save settings. And then here, I'll say I want to go to, just pick a coordinate. I'm not that familiar with London. So I've got a spot in London where presumably my office is, or that's where I want to go work. And I am prepared to commute perhaps 30 minutes, and I want to get to work approximately 9 o'clock. And so the last thing I do is I indicate my mode of transport. In this case, because I'm in London, there's good public transport, I get a isochrone that tells me where I could buy property. I can go back and change this to be a little longer commute if I'm not happy with the price that's coming on the right. And I can see that I have little islands as well because of where the train stops are. And I have now more data to help me make a decision. This company saw a 300% conversion rate just using some of these APIs to help users very quickly make decisions and look at the information that was available to them. The other interesting thing is you can start adding a second isochrone. You know, me and my wife, we both work in different places. Is there an isochrone that overlaps? These are the kinds of AI that are available. They're available usually for free to start. They're available very easily to access with REST APIs or SDKs, and you don't need to be an AI expert to start using them. AI is really here as the next wave of computing. And whether you are in the field of AI or you're not, as most of us are, not in the field of AI, but working on business applications, hopefully you got the gist of the talk today, which is AI is still applicable for you. And we have a lot of AI that's fairly easy to use, and we'd love for you to try, explore, create some great applications, and share them with us. So I want to end by calling out a couple of things. Back to my demo, I guess, slide. There are a couple of sites for our APIs, our Cortana skills, and bot framework. There are great detailed sessions all through today, Thursday, and Friday, where you can learn more. I would encourage you, I'm from the Cortana team, I would encourage you to explore Cortana skills as a way to expose the apps or the services that you have, particularly if they're applicable to consumers. Given the scale, the newness of the platform, I think this would be an excellent way to get your services out to customers in a very personalized way. If you like the talk, give me a great rating. If you didn't, come see me afterwards, and maybe I can convince you to give me a great rating. Do you have questions? All right, thank you very much.